Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Drama on One is offered as a podcast at rte.ie/drama on one and, of course, here on RTE Radio 1 on Sunday nights. We speak of truth. We speak of the whole truth. We speak of nothing but the truth. Where then, in the long run, does truth lie? The truth is, the truth lies everywhere. It always lies. Tonight's play, Testimony, by Alan Archbold, is a tense two-hander in which a middle-aged couple ruminate on the small and sombre detail of a tragic death in the family, in the hope of finding light and life at the end of an endless post-mortem involving a culprit as well as a casualty. With content that some listeners may find challenging, Kathy Belton and Andrew Bennett star in Testimony by Alan Archbold.
Start again.
I can't.
I started last time, please.
What do we know?
Thank you.
It was a Tuesday.
Yes.
It was a miserable night.
It hadn't stopped raining all day.
You were watching TV, I was in the kitchen.
You were reading.
I'd taken down a pile of papers from the box room. Old essays, notes I'd written.
Your novel.
My novel. Which you never read.
That's not the point.
I know, but you didn't, did you?
I read the first part.
But you didn't finish it.
You didn't want me to.
That's because you didn't like it.
I never said that.
Well, I know, but still. You're not a very good liar.
Go on.
That's what I was doing when he called.
The Garda?
Yeah.
Garrett Donnelly.
I thought I was in trouble. I don't know why, but that was my first thought. Not that something was wrong or that he could use my help. Just this feeling that I was about to be caught.
He was so young.
I didn't notice.
No, he was. He must have been only 20 or 21. Is that possible?
I don't know.
I remember thinking afterwards, why did they send him? Why send a child out to do a thing like that?
Well, they had to send somebody.
Well, he was too young for that. He was sweating. Did you notice that? He looked terrified. I wanted to comfort him.
Then he told us our daughter-in-law.
Emma.
He said daughter-in-law. Said there had been an incident. That's what he called it. Wouldn't say what or how, just that there had been this incident. Aren't words wonderful? 13 times.
Michael, don't.
No, they emphasise that. If it's a crime of passion, an accident, a red mist, you get stabbed once or twice. 3 times maybe. 13 times is something different. That's what they said.
Don't go there.
She lay on the kitchen floor. If you believe what they said, what that little prick of a barrister outlined in court, if you believe that, then James sat there and watched her die. I mean, he dropped by here, casual as you like, chatted about bullshit, just the usual, and it's all nothing, just every day. Jeez, he even looks at the car for me. I mean, we take it out for a spin so he can listen to this rattle in the engine, remember? We're sitting there talking about carburettors and timing belts, and then he just suddenly goes home and stabs his wife 13 times and sits for an hour before ringing the guards to report an intruder. 1 hour? It's bullshit.
I know.
I mean, do they have any idea how long an hour is? When we tried to time it, we got to what?
32 minutes.
32 minutes. And we were absolutely certain we had been there for an hour. Cast iron certain.
Yes.
And they tried to tell us he sits there for a full hour and what? Just sits there.
They said the TV was on.
That's right. They actually wanted people to believe that he sat there and watched TV while she...
I know.
No, seriously.
I know.
I mean, I know he's my son.
That doesn't matter.
No, I'm biased. Fair enough. Of course I am. But even still, I know him. I've known him for... I mean, forget he's my son. Put that through whatever filters you like. We've known this man for all his life. And I'm no idiot. I can imagine things. I can picture the worst things.
Don't.
No, honestly, I can see a row. I can see a temper. Things go arse ways.
I hate when you do that.
No, I'm just saying.
Saying what? He had a temper?
Yeah.
So?
So he has a temper.
So do you.
Exactly, and things happen. Things get out of hand.
Fists get put through windows.
Okay.
Door hinges get bent with slamming.
We're going to do this, are we?
You were just saying he had a temper.
And so do I. Point taken.
Doesn't mean anything.
No, but I can accept the possibility. I'm prepared to admit that, aren't you? Aren't you? It's not impossible. A row, blowing his top, losing sight of things for a minute.
Over what?
I don't know. Over anything. It's just possible.
Doesn't make it true.
No, I know, but things happen.
Okay.
You're prepared to accept that?
Yes.
So we're not being unreasonable here?
No.
And even say there was a row, there was a knife. I mean, who knows what really goes on, right? But even with that, can you see him, your son? No, not even that. Just this man you know, that you've known all his life. Can you see him do that?
No.
Someone as squeamish as he is?
No.
It's impossible.
It's not impossible.
What?
It's not impossible. You said that. You want the words to be right, don't you? That's what you're always saying. We agreed. We said things happen.
Things happen.
That's what we said. I'm just saying it's not impossible.
But it's unbelievable.
It's more than that.
Unimaginable.
Yes. Unimaginable.
But not impossible.
No.
But not impossible.
Are you okay? Michael? What did the doctor say?
Who, the GP?
No.
Oh, the other one. He told me I was depressed. You think? Paid him 140 quid for that.
The girl I saw asked me if I read the papers, listened to the news, that kind of thing. I don't think she really knew who I was.
Didn't you tell her?
No.
Why did she think you were there?
I told her I was having trouble sleeping.
You were the one who was pushing me to go. Telling me how beneficial it would be. And you didn't tell her anything?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Start again.
Sandra.
Will you just start again?
Why didn't you tell her about James?
Because I didn't want to. She was new, okay? She knew nothing of it, and that was a relief, you know? It was such a relief. I just didn't want to be me right then, all right? I'm tired of being me.
So what did you talk about?
I don't know. You.
What did you say about me?
Nothing.
Sandra.
Nothing. I said I didn't want to talk about you. But of course, as soon as she realised I was married, that's all she wanted to talk about. How do you feel about your husband? What did your husband say about that? I said it as plainly and reasonably as I could. I don't want to talk about my husband.
Why not?
Because I just wanted a little bit of the day where I wasn't anybody's mother or anybody's wife. Just a little bit of the day that's mine. That's all. You know what she said? Have you ever told your husband you feel this way?
Start again. Sandra. Start again. 16th of July.
What?
16th of July, 1980.
James's birthday?
Yes.
What about it?
What time was he born?
8:30 in the evening. Why does it matter?
It doesn't. I was just thinking about it. 16th of July, 1980. 8 pounds, 6 ounces.
That's right.
I just couldn't remember the time, that's all.
You weren't there.
I know, I was working. I didn't know until your father rang to tell me. Must have been after 12 by the time I got there.
It was after 2.
I just thought I'd remember the time, that's all.
Why?
Because that's what people remember. The weight, the time, the date. You're supposed to remember that stuff. I remember sitting for hours just looking at him. Listening to him breathe. I remember that. I remember you were terrified. Started counting fingers and toes.
That was you.
Then that doctor took him away, remember?
No.
No?
I remember you telling the story.
But do you not remember him?
No.
Young doctor? Leahy, his name was. Big mad red head in him. No? He took him away for tests or something, he said.
What tests?
Oh, I forget.
I don't remember any tests.
I do, clear as day. I remember thinking, okay, You take my son now. I remember this clear as anything. You take my son away and do your tests and I'll be eternally grateful. But harm him in any way and I'll kill you here and now. Seriously. Clearest thought I ever had. People talk about, you know, what they're prepared to do for their kids. I always thought that was bullshit. But you don't know until you're sitting there. Turns out, you'd do anything. Do you not remember that?
I remember the story.
It's not a story.
I don't remember him.
You saying I made it up?
No.
I didn't.
Okay.
His name was Leahy.
Why does it matter?
It doesn't. Big mad red head in him.
Okay. Move on.
Did you ever regret it?
What?
Having James.
Don't be stupid.
That's not stupid.
Yes, it is.
I mean, getting married, living in that flat, all of that.
No.
Never crossed your mind what would have happened? Where we'd be? If we'd be together, no?
No.
We never talked about it. Do you realise that? Not from that day to this.
Yes, we did.
No, not really.
What does that mean?
We talked, yeah, but like what age were we? And it's not like anything was going to change. You were pregnant. That was it. End of discussion.
You're saying you regret it? Is that it?
No.
You're saying that now? Because of all of this?
No.
Well, what then?
It's just, it strikes me that we never mentioned it again. Not even in an argument when we were spitting all kinds of stuff at each other.
We never did that.
No, but I mean even at our lowest, it was never mentioned.
So?
Is that not a bit odd?
Start it again.
Sandra.
That night, it was a Tuesday. It was raining.
Sandra.
We had just finished eating. You were watching TV. I was upstairs. What time was it?
About 7:45.
8 o'clock at the latest.
Yes.
Then what?
James arrived.
How did he look?
I don't know. I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary.
But he had come from home. They had just had a row.
I didn't know that then.
But looking back, was he agitated? Was he breathless?
Not that I noticed. He seemed in good form.
And then you went out?
To show him the car, yeah.
Why?
There was a rattle, remember, coming from the engine. It had been there for a day or two. I was telling him about it, so we went out for a spin so he could hear it. We've been over this.
And you just went round the estate?
Yeah. Then down by Tesco's, out the new road.
Did he say anything?
Not really.
Did he mention Emma?
No.
Not at all?
I don't think so.
And what did you say? Did you ask about Emma?
Yes.
What did you say?
Just, how's Emma? Something like that.
How's Emma?
Something like that.
And what did he say?
Nothing.
He must have said something.
If he did, it wasn't anything that you'd remember.
You mean anything that you'd remember?
What does that mean?
You talked about your novel. You remembered that?
Yes.
And he said nothing else?
No.
He must have said something. It was Emma's birthday the following week. Did he talk about that?
No.
Did he talk about money?
Not that I remember.
But you remember him talking about your novel?
Yes. What? I'm vain, is that it?
I'm just asking.
No, fair enough. I was probably chuffed he mentioned my novel. That's natural. But that doesn't mean I'm wrong. We talked about football. We talked about the car. We came back, had a cup of tea and chatted about my novel. That's all there is.
You mentioned it.
What?
You keep saying he mentions your novel. He wouldn't have done that.
Why not?
I'm just saying you would have brought it up.
Why?
Because we used to joke about it, James and me. Things not to mention to Dad, because once you got started, you'd be there for the day.
Really?
Yes. Because whenever you got going, we'd eventually get bored and then you'd get pissed off and it would end up in a row.
What's your point?
You see, you're doing it now.
I'm not.
No?
You think he brought it up on purpose?
What?
Is that what you think? Get me talking so I'd have no idea how long we were talking.
That's not what I'm saying.
So he could put any time on it he wanted.
I just don't think he mentioned it first, that's all.
But he did. I know he did. So what are you saying? He called here just so he could say he was here. Is that it?
No.
He would have had to plan that. I mean, he would have had to call here specifically for that reason. He would have. Sandra.
What? Michael, what is it?
When did he come here last? Before that day? When did he come here?
He was here the week before, wasn't he? The night Aileen and the kids were up.
That was to see his godchild?
Yes.
When was the last time he had called just to see us?
I don't know.
Your birthday? Was that the last time? Emma and he came over. We had dinner.
No, he's come over since then.
When?
I don't know. What?
When was the last time he came here just for the sake of it? like he did that night? When was the last time?
I don't know.
Did he ever just drop by here to say hello? Did he?
He must have.
When?
I don't know.
He didn't, did he? Of course he didn't. That's not what we're like. We like to think we are. Keep telling ourselves we are, but we never have been, have we?
Maybe.
Maybe what?
The next morning when he came back here after the police had questioned him, what did he say?
He said he was innocent.
No, not that. He talked about the night before. He said he had a fight with Emma.
He didn't say a fight. He said they had a row. They had a row about money, that's what he said. They were shouting. He was upset. He didn't understand what was going on.
Exactly. So he came here. To us.
Why?
Because maybe he just wanted to come home. This is supposed to be you and me. We're home.
You think that's true?
It's possible, isn't it?
He comes home. Okay. He's upset and confused, so he calls here. Then we chat for a little bit. I tell him about the rattle in the car. We go for a drive, we come back. He asks about my novel. Why would he do that?
Maybe he just knew you liked to talk about it.
Okay. Because he was in good form.
Oh, I think so. I wasn't talking to him as long as you.
But you came into the kitchen. You asked him if he wanted something to eat.
He didn't.
No, but you kept pressing him. He made some joke about it.
That's right.
Some joke about the three of us sitting there in the kitchen.
About his room.
That's it.
He was giving out to you for storing all your stuff in his room.
Yeah.
He called it his room. He's gone out of here 10 years and he still called it his room.
And he seemed happy, didn't he?
I think so.
No, not happy. He was...
He was at home.
You really think that's why he came?
It's possible.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Okay. Say that's true. He came home. But he can't just stay here. He has to go back at some stage. He said he better go. That's what he said, isn't it? I better go.
Yes.
But he wasn't in a hurry or anything. He was almost reluctant to leave.
I know.
And that was...
9:15.
You're sure?
I heard you carting down boxes. I was wondering what the hell you were doing.
So you looked at the clock?
Yes.
So, 9:15 he leaves. But he doesn't go back to Emma?
No.
Because he couldn't face it. Not just yet. His head was still spinning, so he drives the car around for a while. That makes sense. I do that sometimes.
Then he parks up in Killachie, looking out at the lights.
Why Killachie?
When we go for a drive in Wicklow or that time to Glentulloch. Sometimes on the way home we'd stop there. Remember?
Vaguely.
We'd sit there looking out at the city. James would try and pick out the house. We'd get an ice cream. One time it was raining and you couldn't see past your nose, but James still wanted to stop and you didn't. We ended up parked there in the teeming rain and got into a huge argument about something or other.
Are you sure that was Killachie?
I think so.
Okay. So he goes to Killachie. He sits for a while, thinking about Emma, thinking about us, whatever. And it's 20 minutes from Killachie to the house.
Yes.
So when he gets there, what does he do exactly?
He said the door was open. I thought that was odd, he said, but didn't think much of it. Sometimes you forget it was on the latch, he said. I went inside and I didn't call her at first.
No, not what he told the police. What did he say to us the next morning?
He was confused.
I know, but we put it together. He said he went into the sitting room.
Because he heard the TV.
That's right, he thought she was in there.
But she wasn't.
Then what?
He sat down.
Yes. He was waiting for her to come in, because she would have known he was home now. She would have heard the door. He was expecting her to come in, expecting the row to continue. Where the hell were you and all that? That's what you'd expect.
But she doesn't.
No. So he waits for what, 2 or 3 minutes?
5 maximum.
And when she doesn't come, he calls her. Emma.
And when she doesn't answer, he goes into the kitchen.
How long is that? From when he arrived until he goes to the kitchen?
I don't know.
It's like 6-7 minutes.
If that.
So then he walks into the kitchen and then he sees her. And then what?
He runs over to her.
But he doesn't remember clearly.
How could he? It would be just adrenaline and shock and confusion.
Yeah, exactly. Then what?
He rings the police.
Not the ambulance.
No.
Why not the ambulance? He rang 999 and asked for the police. They had the tape.
She had been attacked.
It was a reflex.
Yes.
Okay. So, he's sitting there on the kitchen floor.
Just holding her.
But she's probably dead at that point.
He said she felt cold.
Yes, he said that to us.
Yes.
She felt cold.
He put a blanket around her.
Exactly. Exactly. Why would you do that if you had...
Yes.
13 times.
Yes. Then the police came.
All of which was...
He doesn't know for sure.
20 minutes?
At most.
Which means he was driving around or parked in Killiquay for what?
1 hour and 35 minutes.
And that's what he said.
I drove around for an hour or so.
But that makes sense.
I think so.
I mean, it adds up.
Yes.
And that's what he said.
Yes.
We're certain. Are we certain? Cast iron certain.
Start again.
What's that?
I don't know. It's on the end of the video James took of your 50th. He must have taped over it.
Where is it?
Wexford.
Is that all there is?
Yeah.
Put it on again. They look happy.
Yeah. James loved Wexford. All the summers we spent down there.
I know.
He was always talking about buying a place there.
That was just talk.
I suppose. He loved Wexford, though. That's where he was happiest. He loved it.
He loves Wexford.
Yeah.
You said he loved Wexford.
What do you mean?
You talk about him in the past tense.
No, I don't.
Sometimes you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I've noticed.
It was a slip of the tongue.
You do it a lot.
Are you keeping count or something?
You talk about him like he was a different person then.
What?
Like the old James is gone now, he'll never be the same.
It was a slip of the tongue.
The son you loved, the son you reared, is dead now. This new one, you don't know who he is. But he has a stain of something on him. Guilt or accusation or something. Am I right?
Do you enjoy this?
No.
Yes, you do. Mr. Words, Mr. Precise, splitting hairs.
I'm just trying to be accurate.
It was a slip of the tongue.
No, it wasn't. We both do it.
Why do you have to break everything? Just keep picking and picking away until you find a crack. And even if there's none there, you still find one somehow. Something someone said. Or the fact they didn't say it. Why do you have to do that?
So you don't think of him differently now?
No.
Even if he did this thing...
He didn't.
I know. But say they were right. Just for argument's sake, say he did this thing. Stabbed her, all that. You're saying that wouldn't make a difference? We'd talk about him the same way. Because we don't.
It was a slip of the tongue. Just start again.
No, it wasn't.
Just start again.
When?
The day of the verdict.
The 15th of September.
We were late.
Yes.
They said there were no seats left. You think they would have kept us seats? Reserved them or something, but no. So we just had to sit there In that shagging corridor?
Yes.
Was it quiet?
What?
I remember it being really quiet. Is that right?
It was quiet, yeah.
No, but like eerily quiet. You'd think there would be more noise, comings and goings, clatter, whatever, but there wasn't. That's what I remember.
There was that girl.
What girl?
The blonde one, handcuffed to some guard she passed by at one stage. She was chatting away. You were wondering what she was accused of. Thought she looked guilty, whatever it was.
I didn't say that.
Maybe I did.
How long do you think we sat there?
Half an hour, maybe.
Why were we late?
We couldn't get out the door.
You didn't want to leave.
But there was that shagging journalist hanging around outside.
Did you think he'd be convicted?
What? No.
You did, didn't you?
No.
You were all talk, all positive, and talking about appeals and God only knows what, but deep down you were sure he would be convicted, weren't you?
No.
I prayed. Remember that?
Yeah.
I don't pray. Last time I prayed, I think, was...
When your mother was ill.
Yeah. And that's years ago. I didn't even pray when Dad was dying. But I prayed then. Sitting there in that corridor waiting, I prayed then.
I know.
You wouldn't, though. I asked you to. I don't know why. So I wasn't doing it alone, I suppose, but I asked you anyway. Hold my hand and say a prayer with me. Isn't that what I said?
I don't know. Something like that.
And you said no. Why did you say no? And then Emma's mother came out. And I'll never forget the look in her face when she saw us, remember? The sheer spite. The venom. I've never seen anything like that. And I thought, they've convicted him. Remember? The way she looked at us, I just knew. Knew for certain. They had convicted him. And all doubt had been taken away, and she was free to hate us now. Free to despise us. Didn't you think that? And then he walked out. Remember? Jesus Christ. I thought I'd never see him again, and... And his shirt.
His bloody shirt.
It was a mess. That's the first thing that struck me. His collar was all caught in that tie. Where did you get that tie?
Oh, I just grabbed the first one I saw. I wasn't thinking.
All that time he was sitting in the dock, having the verdict read, his whole life hanging in the balance. All that time he must have been sitting there looking like... Like I don't know what.
Like your Uncle Martin. Sandra.
Don't.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. She wanted him to be convicted, Emma's mother, didn't she?
Probably.
Why? Wouldn't you think she'd prefer it this way? I mean, she loved James. Isn't it better to think he's innocent? Wouldn't you prefer that? I mean, if it were us.
I don't know.
That night she called at the house, remember? Asking us not to attend the funeral.
You understood.
She just didn't want us there. Didn't want to look at us. Did they even talk to James before he left?
No.
Not once. He left flowers on the grave before he left. Lilies. I helped pick them out. Emma loved lilies. I went over the next day. They had taken them away.
That's understandable.
Still, they wonder why he left. Like it was some kind of admission. As if he could have stayed. Lived in that house. passing the neighbours with them all looking, constantly watching him.
No.
She wanted him convicted.
Yes.
Did you?
What?
You did, didn't you?
How can you say that?
Party, you did.
That's bullshit.
Because nothing else is going to take this feeling away.
Start again.
Is that it?
The next morning he came back from the police station. He was rambling, he was confused, he hadn't slept. We tried to calm him.
Answer me.
He said he knew they thought he was guilty. They were showing him photographs of Emma lying there. They kept at him. Where were you? What time did you leave?
Michael.
I went to my parents, that's what he said.
Stop.
I was talking to my dad. We were in the kitchen. That's what he said.
What else could he say?
He said, I'd say it was after 11 before I left. My dad was going on and on about his novel. He always goes on for ages. Yeah, it must have been after 11. That's what he said.
If he told them he was just sitting in a car in Killachie crying his eyes out, who would have believed him?
We took an oath.
I know.
What did he say? What did he say when he was sitting here?
I don't remember.
Did he ask?
I don't know.
Did he sit here and ask us to lie for him? Or did we just volunteer?
What difference does it make?
Start again.
It doesn't make any difference.
Start again.
You stood on a stand. You took an oath. I know, I know. We've been over it. And over it, nothing is going to change.
I stood on a stand.
Yes.
I stood on a stand. What does that mean?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
They only called you.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm trying to be accurate.
Bullshit.
Things get muddled.
You wouldn't have done it.
I'm not saying that.
No?
No.
Say it then.
Say what?
Say the words.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Michael.
Say it. Do you swear to tell the truth?
Stop.
Do you swear to tell the truth?
Stop it.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God. What time did your son leave?
I don't know.
What time did your son leave your house on that night?
It's hard to say.
What time did he leave?
My husband said it was after 11.
Your husband?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What do you want me to say?
And is your husband a liar?
You had no choice.
I saw one of them once, one of the jurors. I was collecting forms for James' passport. The one with the beard, remember him? He didn't recognise me for a minute. I asked him.
Asked him what?
Why they had acquitted him. He said he wasn't allowed to discuss it. So I followed him out, down the street, into a car park, into his car. I just wanted to know, that's all. So I kept going until he answered. You know what he said? Why do you think...
Jesus Christ.
Why did he say that?
This isn't about you.
Why do you think...
Are you listening?
And the head on him when he said it.
I can't do this anymore.
He knew.
Do you hear me?
He knew.
I can't do this. Going round and round, tearing ourselves in two. And for what? So you can prove he was guilty? Because that's what we're doing here, isn't it? Hanging him just to set your conscience free.
He knew.
They acquitted him.
Why?
You weren't the only thing.
No.
Where was the knife? Where did that disappear to? And nobody ever explained why the hell he would do something like that.
They argued.
So what? Look at us, for God's sake. There were other possibilities. We've been through this.
Yes.
There were the forensics. They never traced that mobile number she called. And they never identified the other set of prints. Or the car that was seen passing. What more do you want?
There was doubt.
Yes.
Reasonable doubt.
Exactly.
They acquitted him because they weren't sure. That's all.
He didn't have to prove his innocence.
And what do we have to prove? Is doubt enough for you?
He said he didn't do it.
That's what it comes down to, isn't it?
He said he didn't do it and he never flinched from that.
No.
Not once.
No.
Not for one second.
No.
And we believed him.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's our son.
No. Because there is no way, no way he could have done that and not shown some sign. We know him. We would have known.
That's bullshit.
I would have known. I could always tell when he was holding things.
Because you're his mother.
Yes.
Raised him from a lamb.
Yes.
That's it. That's all we have to go on. Your feminine intuition. That's what we've got.
It's been over a year since Emma was killed.
1 year, 3 months.
And in all that time, there hasn't been one, not one sliver of anything. Do you honestly think it's possible? Say he was guilty? God forbid. Say he had actually done this thing.
And gotten us to lie for him.
Say he did. Then he's carrying this lie. Constantly having to repeat it and live with it, day after day. Do you not think it would show? When he was tired, when he was angry, when he was drunk, some slip, some turn of phrase, just some crumb, it would show. And we've looked. We've been over it 1,000 times, day by day, line by line, over and over again, until we can't think straight and there is nothing, nothing, not one shred. You cannot possibly carry something like that for that long and not have it show in some small way. We would have seen it. I would have seen it.
You're sure of that?
Yes.
When I was in England, what was it, 92, 93? You were here with him here. Things weren't good, we weren't talking. My head was all over the place. Debts and bills and what the hell am I doing with my life? Do you remember that?
What's he talking about?
Do you remember that time when I was in England looking for work?
Yes.
There was one night, don't even remember her name, just this one night, a couple of us went to some party. I got drunk. But that wasn't it. I was just all over the place. And she was there and it was just one night. I felt sick afterwards. And when I came home, I wanted to tell you. Thought I should tell you, but well, I didn't. I could have. There were times, you know, when the conversation just went a certain way and then there was this gap, you know, this window. And I could have told you. Could have said it there and then and been done with it. But I didn't. Anyway, I've carried that. How long ago was that? Doesn't matter. I carried it that long. Did you see those crumbs?
Why did you just tell me that?
You can carry things. Secrets, scars. You can carry them forever.
Jesus Christ.
No secrets, that's what we said. Everything on the table.
What was her name?
It's not important.
What was her name?
Laura something.
What was she like?
I don't know. It was one night. I was drunk.
Don't be pathetic.
She was just a girl I met. It was a bad time. She was nice to me. That's it. This isn't about her.
It was a bad time. God, the world is so unfair. It's never your fault. Well, let me tell you something, Michael. It is. It's all your fault. Whatever you did, whatever you said, that's all yours. Nobody else's. And whatever it causes, it causes.
It was years ago.
And that makes it different?
Yes.
How?
Because it does. You don't want it to, but it does. You want to know why you never knew?
No.
You didn't want to know?
I don't want to know now.
You hide. Close your eyes, close your ears. Pretend everything is rosy. Why do you do that, huh? Who had to deal with the school when James was acting out? You? No. No, that was me. Who had to deal with Emma's parents? Me. And when he wanted someone to stand in a court and say he was where he said he was, who did that, huh? Me. Me. You were too busy. You were always too busy. God love you, you were snowed under. You turned this place into some kind of Montessori Zoo. You're volunteering, you're in the school and that kip in Ranelagh. Good old Sandra, she's so generous, so caring. All you're doing is creating noise. Keep yourself occupied at all costs because otherwise you'd have to admit that this is all there is. This is what your life is. You and me, sitting here, staring at each other, and that just terrifies you.
Tell me, what am I supposed to say? Tell me. What can I say that you'll believe? I'm sorry? I forgive you? What? Is there anything that you won't just twist
back into? I just want the truth.
The truth?
That's all I ever wanted.
Okay. The truth. I pretend to be asleep when you come in if you've been drinking. Is that what you want? I hate it when you crack those pathetic married man jokes when we're out. God, how I hate it. And I never really forgave you for what you said about my sister, and I don't believe you when you say you're sorry. And I let John Collins kiss me that New Year's Eve when you were outside boring Eve to death about politics, and I hated it. And I hate the fact that I never really made anything of my life, and I hate the fact that you never even noticed. And I did read your novel, and I know it's me you were writing about, the tired princess hiding from the world. Do I keep going? Or is it your turn now, huh? You really want to live like this? The two of us standing here, seeing who can hurt the other the most? We lie to each other all the time. That's what we do. That's how we survive. And no, for what it's worth, I never regretted it. Getting married, living in that flat. Not once. But you did. Are you happy now? Do you think he actually loved her?
You know he did.
He never said it. In his testimony, he said, "She was the only thing I was ever sure of." Said, "She was everything." He never said he loved her. He never actually used the word.
Maybe that's why they believed him.
Why?
Because it's just a word.
I thought words were important.
Not that one. Nobody knows what it means anymore.
Do you love me?
Are you hungry?
No.
You should eat something.
I will.
I'll make something if you...
I'm fine.
What do we do now?
Start again.
That was Testimony by Alan Archbold. Andrew Bennett was Michael and Sandra was played by Kathy Belton. Sound supervision was by Mark Dwyer and Damien Chanel. The producer was Aidan Matthews. If you've been affected by anything in the play, help is available at rte.ie/helplines.
rte.ie/drama on one.